Breakfast puppies?
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Character Jam.
Game.
This Character Jam is brought to you by Old Crow Whiskey. Old Crow Whiskey, saving my life since today.
I would say it's actually putting you in the line of fire today. You're dealing with weapons of Xander destruction. What we're going to do is create zero-level characters for the Dungeon Crawl Classics game. And sitting with me today, as usual, is Just Jacob, Dr. Xander, Gerrymander, and we brought on a special guest. Say hello.
Hello, I am Poppy Beaujolais.
All right, Poppy, you're going to join us as we're going to do our first ever character jam.
Oh, very exciting.
So what we are going to do today with me as your judge and guide is run you through the creation of a very basic group of characters in a game called Dungeon Crawl Classics. Now, DCC, as it's called, sets up the introduction to a game through a method they call the funnel, where each player makes 2 to 4 characters of zero level. You don't even have a class yet. You're not a fighter. You're not a wizard. You're just some shit farmer peon from the middle of nowhere who found themselves in a dangerous place at a dangerous time.
I feed this nation.
And heeded the call of adventure. So this is real simple. I have given each of you character sheets. We're going to do a very small funnel. Each of you simply is going to make 2 characters. Now, what we do in this segment, this is our first ever time doing it, so a little bit of introduction. All we're going to do is make some characters. We're going to go through the process of making characters, and then when we're done, we're going to talk about what we think about those characters. Do we think they're going to live? Do we think they're going to achieve greatness? Maybe we'll do some horoscopes on them. We'll figure out what's going to make these characters interesting, and if this is an interesting game. That's it. We're not even going to play. That's a completely different show.
I got pulled out of the bathtub for this?
Yes, you did. Get ready for some D&D.
I brought Riesling with me to this.
Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, but there's no rhyme or Riesling while you're down here tonight.
Oh.
All right.
I got nothing.
Here's how it works. In front of you.
We got you.
Each of you has 2 character sheets. Now, the main feature we're going to focus on right now for those character sheets.
Oh, I have 1.
No,
you have 2. Does everybody have a pencil?
I have a pen.
Let Nathaniel hook you up. He's morally offended by pens.
I have a pen and a ignorant enthusiasm for what is going on.
That's my pen.
Oh, here. I have Xander's pen. I use pens just like that.
Pencil?
Yeah, that's a pencil. I got a pencil.
Pencil?
I hooked Xander up. It was the least I could do after him threatening my life.
Yes. A pen on a character sheet is a deep personal offense.
Why wow. The pen is mightier.
I am honestly surprised Nathaniel let me come back to the gaming group after he caught me using a pen on a character sheet.
The pen is mightier than the Beaujolais.
It was pen gate.
That's not true.
So here's how this works. On your character sheet, you have 2 separate characters, and the main features we're going to focus on right now are those 6 large boxes on the left side. In order, we're going to roll them from top to bottom. How you do it is you roll 3 dice, add them together, and then write the number in. It starts with strength, then agility, then stamina, then personality, then intelligence, and then finally luck.
I have to do math?
Oh, man.
I was told there would be no test.
Hot dog.
And we're writing that in score, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
How'd you dice
yes.
roll this low?
Oh, son of a...
Now,
my character is awesome
for the
so
listener,
far.
I must explain that normally in a funnel, you'd roll at least 3, maybe 4 characters each and sort of feed them to a dungeon. This time, we're only going to have them do 2 each for the sake of brevity.
Really? Really?
How low can you go?
I'm getting all nines and tens. Is that normal?
No, that's average. Yeah. Okay. Let me know if you get anything really cool, like a six or lower, or yeah, a 16 or higher. Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Hey, I'm pretty good so far.
13.
Are we doing both characters right now?
Yeah, just keep on moving down the line. Just move through all 12 of those.
You pulled me out of the bath to do math.
I pulled you out of the bath for the dungeon.
Why can't we have the bath in the dungeon?
We could put a bath in the dungeon.
Awesome.
Honey, if you would like, I can put a bath in the second room.
Oh, honey, I want a bath in the dungeon.
We'll have to move the goblin warren a little bit 5 feet to the left, but then we could place the bath there. It would be most fetching.
No, master.
Anything for you, my love.
No, master. Aww,
I love you.
The local council doesn't allow that according to code.
The local council can suck it.
Ooh, 15.
I just want to say my character numbers are awesome.
See, this is what you get when you drink Crown Regal Apple.
Yeah.
Well, this is what you get for subjecting us to all of that.
I got to get a sip of this. Let's see this. Jim Beam? This Jim?
No. Old Crow.
Oh, thank you.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, rock me mama like a wagon wheel. That's good.
Rock me mama like a wagon.
Okay.
Hey,
so my second character, my lowest number is 11. I love this.
So next, you're going to write modifiers for each stat that you got. Some of them won't matter for most characters, but we're going to write them all down anyway. This is how I'm going to do it. Does anybody have a stat of 18?
No.
Does anybody have a stat that is a 16 or a 17?
No.
Does anybody have a stat that's a 13, 14, or 15?
Yes.
If you do, write a plus one to the modifier.
13, 14, 15.
13, 14, and 15 are a plus one.
Oh. Well, thank God for small graces.
And now, does anybody have a stat that is a 6, 7, or 8? It is a minus 1.
All right, that's just 1. That's not so
bad.
Does
anybody have a stat that is a 4 or a 5?
Yes.
That's a minus 2.
Multiple.
And then finally, does anybody have a stat that's a 3?
Thank God, no.
Okay. I have nothing lower than a 9, which is, I guess, good. Or I have an 8.
All other stats have no modifier.
But I have so many 12s.
My perforator is 8.
Perception?
Yeah, perforator.
I think it's percolator.
Oh, percolator. That makes more sense.
Yeah, your percolator is an 8. That's
fine. My aggro is 10.
That's why you're not quite awake yet.
Yeah, Poppy.
We'll fix that in post.
We'll fix that in post. Okay, the next thing you're going to do for each of your characters. Oh, I got to get the special dice out.
Oh, shit.
How you doing there, Jacob?
It's been a fun evening. Okay. Xander nearly physically assaulted me.
Oh, what happened?
He fed me Crown Royal Regal Apple when this son of a bitch had Old Crow in his backpack. Crown Royal Regal Apple, by the way, tastes like day-old fucking Jolly Rancher apple, and butthole. It's disgusting.
Can I try some?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so while he is preparing for you,
he's preparing me some liquid butthole.
All right. So next thing we're going to do is determine your character's special luck score thing. So you should have a spot, I think, somewhere near your luck that determines your lucky roll.
What?
Okay, right immediately to the left of luck is birth augur and lucky roll or effect.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Poppy.
Yes.
Here's how this works.
Okay.
You're going to roll a d30, and we're going to check a thing, and it's going to determine what your character's luck permanently applies to right now.
It's a d30. 27?
27. Your first character sign is the Unholy House.
Where do I write this? What do I do? Hello?
Write it next to birth sign, which is next to luck.
So birth augur?
Yes.
27?
Unholy sign. S-I-G-N, okay. As in the sign.
Okay,
Sorry. Hold on, we're going to start over. Unholy House. As in the doctor. And effect is corruption rolls.
Ooh.
Roll it one more time for the next character.
30.
Wild Child.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm too excited about that.
Effect is speed.
Wait, wait. So the first one, Unholy House, was Corruption?
Corruption Rolls. And the second one is Speed.
Are Corruption Rolls like cinnamon rolls?
You can think of them that way. They're like cinnamon rolls for wizards that are full of evil.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Do they sell those at Pine State?
You know, I don't think they do, but we can put in a special order
next
time. Let's
put in a special
order
for those. Okay, so Wild Child FX was what now?
Speed.
Speed, okay.
All right, Xander.
And amphetamine. All right, gotcha.
Dr. Xander, Gerrymander, what was your first roll?
24.
24, Speed of the Cobra Initiative.
This is really gross.
She says, referring to this horrible beverage that Jacob made us drink tonight, which, okay, I exaggerate. I thought it was okay. I could actually drink it casually.
It's
Poppy, we have bitters upstairs. Apparently, it works better with bitters. If you want to go grab them, but I don't
believe him.
I don't believe him. Dr. Xander Gerrymander, roll another D20.
I'm sorry. So the effects of Speed of the Cobra is initiative?
Initiative.
Okay, sorry. All right, character two. I got a 20.
And Jacob, while I'm doing Xander, go ahead and roll those two and let me know what they are in a minute. For your second character, Xander, the birth augur is struck by lightning.
Oh, that's what that smell is.
And the lucky roll, or the effect is reflex saving throws. All right, Jacob, what's your first one?
24.
24 is Speed of the Cobra Initiative.
That sounds so familiar to me.
One.
Harsh winter attack rolls.
I just think that means your second character is Russian.
Okay, and now my favorite.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
My favorite part.
I've been watching a lot of World War I stuff lately.
So on your character sheet in the top left, underneath name and title, is a spot where it says occupation. This is what we're going to roll right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Jacob, since you have we'll start with you and work our way back. Jacob, I need you to roll me D100.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Bum, 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 bum. Fourteen.
Your first character is a Cooper.
A Dale Cooper?
You start with a weapon that is a crowbar.
Bradley Cooper.
And you have one trade good as an item, and it is a barrel.
Okay. Rusty Shackleford.
Roll your next one.
60 flat.
Oh, Xander will be jealous. You what? Begin the game. Your occupation is halfling haberdasher.
Oh, come on!
A Russian halfling haberdasher.
Can you make me a hat?
Halfling haberdasher. Your trained weapon is scissors.
This is bullshit.
And your trade good are three sets of fine suits.
I hate you. I want your suits.
All right, Xander, you're up.
14.
You are also a Cooper.
What?
You know what? I want to diversify this a bit. So I'm going to cheat. We're going to roll that again.
Thank you. That's one.
0-1. You are an alchemist.
Yes.
Your trained weapon is a staff infection.
Is that it?
A staff. And you begin with a trade good or other equipment. You have one flask of oil. And roll again for your second character.
All right, let's see. 44.
44. Oh, nice. Oh, no. Oh, wait. Yes. This is a good one. You're a farmer.
Okay. My name is John.
Your starting weapon is a pitchfork.
Because of course it is.
And your starting trade good is a live chicken.
Hell yeah.
What's the chicken's name, Xander?
The chicken's name is...
Monty Penny?
No. It is Badonk.
All right, Poppy, you're the final contestant on Roll Your Fate.
Honky Tonk, Badonk, Badonk!
Yep. As my chicken.
Now you're talking my music.
41.
41.
We've had one
with
of those.
A 41, you are also a farmer.
Oh.
Sir.
Do you know Mr. my
GM?
Chicken?
Mr. GM.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're going to re-roll it.
Re-roll I object. That. I suspect there's foul play here.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, we're going to, sorry, I don't want duplicates on this. I want to demonstrate the versatility of the system, so we're going to reroll that.
24?
24. Oh, you are a dwarfen minor.
We aren't going to have any kids in this party.
M-I-N-E-R.
The kinds you're under 18.
That we do serve at dive bars. Your trained weapon is a pick.
Where am I writing this?
Under other equipment.
Okay, so pick.
Your weapon is a pick.
Like one I keep in my hair? Or like one I play a guitar with?
It's more guitar. Like you hack gems out of mines.
Just pointing out how dumb English is.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a dwarven miner, so that means you can't even drink. You, your trade good.
Table flip!
Hold on a second, let me take this away from you.
Your
trade good,
leave her with the crown,
you also start with a lantern.
Okay. I just want to point out for the record that I am in my late 30s, thank you.
I'm still carting you and taking away your alcohol.
And I am a human woman.
Poppy, yes. One last roll.
Yes, sir. 89.
Oh, this is probably the best one. You're clearly the leader of the group. You are a squire.
Oh.
Your weapon is a longsword.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's right.
And your trade goods are a steel helmet. Actually, no. The squire is not the best. The next one is the best. The tax collector. Because they also start with a longsword. And 100 coins.
Ooh.
Is my extra equipment the power of the IRS?
The IRS compels you.
That's it.
Woo!
Yay!
That's pretty much it. I mean, your characters all start with a handful of extra stuff, but we're not going to go through the bullshit of buying all of your gear. All characters will start with one. Oh, yeah, let's roll your hit points. We'll do that.
Ooh.
I just want to point out that the book that Nathaniel is using is a huge hardback job that has got gold leaf on the edges and is got like a
it has two built-in book
like a ribbon bookmarks. Like yeah. Bookmark. It's got little index tabs like a Encyclopedia Britannica.
This is some fancy shit. I got from the Kickstarter for the most recent printing.
Most of the
it's got a slip case.
It's real pretty. It's, nice. It's got all over print on that cover. Girl,
most religious tomes I work with are not nearly to that grade.
Yeah, that's a very nice book.
So now you're going to roll your starting hit points.
What on
so
earth
Poppy
is
will start with you. So that's this. A D4. Just roll it. And the number at the top. There you go.
2.
Okay, so you're going to modify that. If you have a stamina mod, otherwise, that's your hit points. So that's 2. I don't think that character has a stamina mod.
Dos.
So HP 2.
And my second character, one?
Yep.
Is that a 3? 3.
But that person has a +1 to stamina. So that becomes a 4.
Okay.
I'm not liking that squire.
That squire is...
Nailed
Xander,
it.
You got a 4 on the first one. Do you have a bonus? No?
Nope, but that's 4. Okay because that's still a 4.
Okay.
That's a 2 + 1.
That becomes a 3 for your second character. And Jacob, you are last in this rotation.
1, 1, 1, 1.
Are you just speaking in binary?
2.
0, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1.
Dos.
0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1.
And what, that first one get 2?
Dos. Si. Dos.
But you got a bonus to that 1.
Your characters are going to die.
Okay. And
so you're going to die.
Your characters are each going to start with that many hit points. No. Okay, I'm not going to have you each roll 5 fucking 12-sided dice. You have 5 D12 copper pieces. You have a randomly determined piece of equipment, which we have... Oh, we have not. We have to get you a random equipment.
Oh,
this is actually a pretty fun part. Here we go.
Good doctor, I'd like to remind you that you cannot take anger outside the game into the game. So merely because I fed you crownberry does not mean you get to murder my characters.
Are you insinuating that I would metagame in this?
Working back around the table,
insulted by the concept.
Jacob, you get to roll a random equipment die. It's a D24 on table 3-4.
1.
You start with a backpack.
Backpack! Woohoo!
What?
Backpack.
Backpack.
Pregnant.
And a 5.
And that one starts with an empty chest.
It's where he puts the 3 sets of fine suits.
That's where you put your backpack.
Yeah.
Okay, Xander, you're up.
This is my first character.
It's a steamer
for your
chest.
First character.
That's why they're never wrinkled.
4.
4. You have 1 piece of chalk.
Wait, a piece of chalk?
You have 1 piece of chalk.
To tailor his fine suits.
And for the next one?
Four.
You have one piece of chalk.
Come on.
You have two pieces of chalk now.
No, I have one piece of chalk per character.
Oh.
Okay, pass this over to Poppy.
24?
You have a water skin.
What is that?
It's a skin that you put water in.
It's like a canteen, but made out of, you know, animal hide.
It's like a sheep stomach.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Three.
You have a 10-foot length of chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain's a fool.
I'm still gonna let you sing from now on because you're way better than I am.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain.
God, you're describing my dating life.
I'm sorry.
There's some good in there, too.
I'm going to have that song stuck in my head, but I don't
know
the lyrics.
And now we have created a funnel of characters for Dungeon Crawl Classics. Give them names, and let's come up with a story. Give them some... we'll take a moment, think, and give them some names. Actually, no. You know what? We're going to do this in Hammer Crawl fashion.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Pass your characters one person to the left, and you get to name them.
God damn it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
God, your characters suck.
I'd like to point out you're the one who suggested that the halfling haberdasher should be Russian.
Noted. So a cooper is one who makes barrels, yes?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Hence the barrel.
So I wanted to make sure. just a name?
Just a name. Name both of the characters and then pass them back to the original player.
It's the more... The initial hit of this is delicious, and then the aftertaste is just foul.
It coats the back of your throat with this kind of, I'm trying to think of a candy. There's a candy, it was long and flat, like a ribbon, and then you peel it back, and then it's slightly taffy. No.
Are you thinking about an Airhead?
Maybe. That reminds me. That's a Jolly Rancher air. That's a sour apple.
Sour
airhead.
Apple airhead. That's what it is. You're totally right. Yeah. God, I ate so many of those.
This is a sour apple airhead.
Did you know that there are cookies hidden in the studio right now?
Why did you have to tell me that?
Well, I hid them so you wouldn't eat them.
I do need some cookies.
I'm gonna go get them.
Are they made of little girls?
They are.
Ooh.
Oh,
I knew you would eat the
cookies.
Whole box, so I hid it by the laundry detergent.
There's going to be so much space editing in this, but this is good. This is good. This is really good.
This is nice.
You were kinder than I expected.
What?
I'm going to eat a cookie.
I'm a very loving and giving person when I'm not being a total asshole.
That's why I wasn't talking about you.
That's fair.
I was trying to have a little fun. You, however, I think we're a little lazy in your names.
I think you can suck it.
Okay.
That is an actual last name, by the way. And it is indeed pronounced Gerald.
Is it Welsh?
Yes.
How did I know?
With your characters named, let's do some introductions. I'll start with Jacob.
My name's Cask Draftley. I'm a cooper by trade. I like barrels. Do you need a barrel, sir? Can I interest you in some fine barrel wares?
Followed by...
Oy, that's a charming set of pants you have there, sir. I could probably hook you up with a matching shirt. My name's Stitchmer Thredowski. I'm a haberdasher. I might be a wee man, but I'm a haberdasher. You know, if we took up your inseam Dutch a touch, it would enhance the family jewels, if you know what I'm saying. It will make the ladies very happy to meet you. Snip, snip.
Xander, who we got?
Egg Shen, I'm an alchemist. If you've ever wanted to have a goose that laid a golden egg, I can make that goose. I can make that goose lay all the golden eggs you've ever wanted to have. Because I am the Egg Shen of alchemy.
Do you get that reference, Xander? Egg Shen?
No.
Oh, my God.
I put Egg Shen dash bus driver.
Saw
that. Have you never seen Big Trouble in Little China?
Oh, table flip. Table flip.
Answer carefully.
If you have... I'm sorry. If he has to think about it, it means the man must be edumacated.
No, I have seen it. It's just been about probably... 18 years.
Oh, we should watch it.
Egg Shin was the best character in that whole fucking movie. He was the old Asian man who fought Lo Pan with the, he had the little, the stones and the hand movements and the basically spiritual version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I'm pretty sure he was an alchemist because he owned that big herb shop. Yes.
He had the seven demon bag.
He had the powder deer horn, motherfucker. Yeah.
The studio needs a seven demon bag.
Oh.
So your second character.
Yes, I'm here. My name's Jebediah. I'm one of the best farmers here in this whole side of this Middle Earth over here. Jebediah here, make anything you want. My stamina's up like nobody's business. I work from dusk till dawn, and I don't even know what dawn till dusk is, but I'll keep working all the way through that because I'm going to be here when your farmer needs for all your goods, so don't even worry about it. I'm the best crop duster if crops ever need dusting. I don't know why crops need dusting because they probably got dust on them. I have no idea, but I can do that too. I had no problem with that.
All right, Poppy, please. Concluding the group.
Please don't crop dust down here.
I'll crop dust when every crop need dusting, little Poppy.
Poppies will make them sleep. Okay.
You got dusty puppies? I'll dust them too. Maybe you got some lunch puppies. I don't know. I'll dust them.
Maybe some breakfast puppies?
Yeah, breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dust and puppy needs.
You have to use that as one of the intros for breakfast puppies. You have to cut that and use that.
Oh, fuck. Hey, you got some more dirty puppies over here? Don't worry. I got them all dusted. Ain't no thing.
All right.
So, hi. I'm Sammy Toljak. I am, as you can probably tell, I'm a dwarf. And, I'm a miner by trade. It runs in the family. My mom and dad were both miners. And my grandfather was a miner. And so I'm a miner too. I'm also, like, you may not know this about me, but I'm a member of the Unholy House.
Followed by?
I am Jimmy Gerald Esquire. I'm a squire, and you may have noticed this very long sword at my side. If you would like to see it, that can be arranged.
You know, Your Grace, if you'd care for a set of trousers that minimize the appearance of your sword for appropriate social occasions, I'm sure we could snip get you taken care of.
Why on earth would I want to do that?
Well, yeah, you can also just know, too, if your sword's a little bit dusty, I got some crop dusting tools for that, too. Get your sword all not dusty no more. It real easy peasy.
Are you saying my sword is dirty?
I'm not saying it's dirty. I'm just saying it's dusty.
We'll discuss this later.
So this is an interesting group of characters. We have 6 zero-level pissants that we're about to feed to a dungeon. I don't really know who's in charge of this group. From social status, I would guess that the squire probably gathered these people.
Oh, I can be in charge. I don't mind. How's everyone feel about that? That sounds fun.
Well, I don't trust any people to be in charge if they're just in charge of mining. Mining's just a cheap way to get out of an alchemist's job, so I don't trust you by default.
Oh, my dear sweet children, clearly I shall be the leader.
Now that right there's a voice of a leader right there. I don't want to take over for you or nothing like that, but you just keep talking pretty like that, and I'll keep following you wherever you go, sir.
That's usually how it works out.
Well, I know that's how it usually works. That's why I'm trying to say that right now to you. So you just keep going and talking that pretty language right there, and I'll be right behind you. Yes, sir. No problem. Yes, squire. Whatever you... Squire Jimmy? Jimmy the squire?
Jimmy.
Yeah, that's great, Jimmy. I'm right behind you. You keep going.
Sounds like a plan. I mean, until something untoward happens and we're over a barrel, and then, well, obviously, I should step in, being a cooper and all.
I am acceptable to this.
And sir, since your clothes will at some point be soiled or ruined, I will be on hand to modify your garments to maintain your prestige.
Of course you will. I don't travel without my custom tailor.
So you have gathered your farmer, your miner, your tailor, your alchemist, and who else?
Don't forget the cooper.
And the dwarf miner.
Your miner, yeah.
Yeah.
You've gathered this group of motley followers. They're probably the only ones that you could press gang into service to venture forth into a dungeon in search of riches, wealth, and something else. Who knows? What do you think so far, folks, of the characters? The characters that have been generated through this process. What do you think of them? Do you think they are interesting characters? Do you think that any of them will survive?
You some people gonna die.
Stitchamer is not particularly intelligent, given he's got an intelligence of 5. But the good squire has an inseam that he will follow anywhere.
My. Yeah, so I'm looking at Egg Shen right now, the alchemist, and I feel like an alchemist should probably have a lot of intelligence, but my intelligence has a -1 modifier.
That means he's probably not very good at his job.
Right, you know, but he's got decent perception, but not great luck. I don't know. Maybe he can just spot a sucker coming from a mile away. I have no idea about Egg Shen, but I feel like he's just a scam artist at this point.
You know, at one time, Egg Shen was a nearly world-renowned alchemist, but then he got hooked on the math, and math is a terrible drug.
Math, not even once, folks.
Not even once.
My little Johnny, he, the other day, I caught him doing... calculus.
What's next after that? The algebra? Oh, the trigonometry?
No.
When will this end?
Even worse. Statistics.
The devil's work.
There ain't nothing to be done once a child goes to statistics. You just got to turn them out in the house, turn them back on them. They're dead to you. They're dead to your family.
Yeah, but those that you turn out become programmers.
Ugh. It really depends on how many standard deviations from the mean they fall.
We got us a statistician over here.
All right. So then we got Jebediah the farmer, who's got good strength, good agility, incredible stamina, good perception. He's shockingly intelligent and has really good luck, too.
He could.
All of my stats are over 11 on this character.
Is he the most... does anybody have a +2 in anything? No.
No.
Wow, this is a nice cherry-picked group of losers.
That's what I'm saying. Jebediah here is the best character, I think, out of maybe all of us, because he's pretty stacked.
He seems like...
Oh, my.
Honestly, and the minor, I think, is at least intelligent enough to not die.
Yeah, well, Sammy has 13 plus 1.
And that's my... That's the farmer status as well, 13 plus 1.
But, however, considering the way that if I were to be playing this character, and considering how enthusiastic and death-wishy I tend to play my characters, Sammy Toljak only has 2 hit points, so I don't think she's sticking around very long.
Honestly, that's like, Poppy, there's a big red button that says do not press.
I'm gonna push it.
How many of your characters push it? One, the other, both, or none?
All. All characters push the button.
Select all. Select all.
All. Highlight. Control. Control A. Control C. Control V. Control X.
What?
What?
Yeah. Control you.
What?
I just kind of feel like Jebediah here is, he's this really stamina, really smart farmer, so he's the guy who kind of has all of the folklorist knowledge of the entire area around him, but he's also really hardy because he works in his field probably 12 hours a day.
He's probably ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's ripped.
He's ripped.
He's ripped.
I have a feeling that Miss Minor is probably like, oh, the vapors.
Oh, my stars and goddess.
Yeah, I feel like I rolled a good character with Jebediah. Thanks for Jebediah, by the way.
Hey, you're welcome. I thought that was a great name.
That's a great name.
Jacob?
Well, Cask Draftly, a cooper by trade, one of those professions that involves a lot of manual labor, has the strength you'd expect for that situation. He's got a 5 with a modifier of -2.
You'd be making them wee barrels.
So he's the wizard, right?
Oh, just wait. Just wait. Gets better.
You have half kegs? I hate you.
It gets better. Agility is 13 for a +1 modifier.
Ooh.
His stamina is a flat 10. His personality is 15 for a +1.
Oh my God.
His intelligence is 11 and his luck is -1. So he is a full-on cooper. However, he inherited the operation from his former master, who never caught him being lazy because A, he was too agile, and B, he was really good at lying when they would have caught him snoozing behind the barrels.
He seems like prime cleric or thief material.
And then there is Stitchamer.
I'm going to go with thief on this because he probably makes, you know, kegs for breweries and everything like that. So he's probably just making them extra small because he's not that strong.
He's probably good at hiding a body in a barrel.
Yeah. And also making barrels of beer too small than what he actually sells them as. So thief.
Thief makes a lot of sense to me because there's also the con man aspect to it. And as a former cooper, once he gets his adventuring profession, he'd tap that.
What about,
right in the bunghole?
Stitchamer, on the other hand.
That's what they're called. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Uncultured swine.
You want to talk prison slang, darling?
You pound the cork in the bunghole on the barrel.
Hey, hi. Hey, can I borrow your luggage?
What?
You got a nice suitcase. Can I borrow your luggage?
No.
Oh, okay. Not even for some Swizzlers?
We'll talk. I have no idea what's going on.
You just agreed to keister something in a prison.
Oh.
Interesting. So tell us about Stitchamer.
Stitchamer, Thridowski, halfling haberdasher, has a strength score of 13 for a +1 modifier, an agility of 9. For no modifier, a stamina of 13 for +1, a personality of 14 for +1.
Not bad.
Was that personality or perception? I was confused.
Personality.
Oh.
You say not bad, Nathaniel. You say not bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Intelligence is 5.
Nice. So pretty. So dumb. I went on a date with a guy like that once. So pretty. So dumb.
I feel like we've all gone on a date with a person like that.
Yeah.
And his luck is 9.
He seems like a right charming halfling.
He gets by on his personality, his work, and his work ethic.
I honestly think that you actually each have an interesting character in your in your mix.
I think that Jimmy Gerald, the squire, I think he actually has like stands a fair chance. He's got 4 hit points. He's got a strength of 9, agility of 11, stamina of 15 +1, personality of 9. I mean, he's kind of a dick. In something.
He's the squire.
In his intuition, his intelligence is 11 and his luck is a 14 +1.
Yeah, ooh, I think. Yeah, what's his birth sign?
Wild child.
Oh, speed.
Effects
so
of speed.
He's also really fast.
Yeah, I think he's kind of an asshole, but I think he's going to be okay.
I think you actually have a pretty good group here.
Yeah.
Now, one thing about Dungeon Crawl Classics is once you feed the funnel to the dungeon, you're actually kind of surprised at who comes out.
Yeah.
Sometimes the ones who have the best stats tend to die first because you tend to be more self-confident or overconfident with them.
Mm.
And the ones that last the longest and gain the most levels and actually, you know, like become greater adventurers tend to be the ones that you will never expect.
The problem I have is my best character, being Stitchamer, has the best set of stats and has the makings for a halfway decent fighter class. The problem is, with that intelligence of 5, the rest of the party is going to talk him to putting in his hand into somewhere he should not put his hand into, and he'll 100%, be dead by room 2.
100%.
I mean, in the hammer crawl game last week, that was okay. My character put their hands in all the weird places, and eventually a snake committed suicide, and we got a shortcut to level 2.
Well, that wasn't DCC, and that's DCC true. Would have resulted in a much different experience.
I mean, I feel like my farmer Jebediah here has a pretty good chance of surviving. He's got 3 HP, which is like probably the second best he could have, 12 strength, 12 agility, 16 stamina, because he got the +1, 11 personality, 14 intelligence with the +1, and 11 luck. I feel like that's a pretty well...
With 16 stamina should be a +2.
No, it's a 15 +1.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said a 16.
16 total. So,
well, no. The +1 doesn't increase the base modifier. Those modifiers are derived from the stat, and then they affect other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even still, I feel like I'm sitting pretty with Jebediah here.
I think this
is
a very interesting group. I would actually be very interested in seeing what happened with them. And that's Dungeon Crawl Classics. You randomly create completely from scratch with no concept coming to the table.
Can we run these characters?
What's that?
Can we run these characters?
Not tonight.
No, I know.
Maybe
not tonight.
We can hold on to them. And maybe if we wanted to do like an extended special, we could do something with them in the future. But for now, we're just creating characters to demonstrate how this works if anybody is interested in how to create a character for Dungeon Crawl Classics.
And if you really want to see what this party can do in action,
contact us. Our contact information is going to be in the show notes. So drop us a line, breakfastpuppies.com. Come on down. And we're here to please.
Breakfast Puppies!
Thanks for listening. This was our first bonus episode of the Character Jam for Biker Dice and Bars. Stay tuned for more.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. The Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
You have ripped me from my bath. You have denied me the bubbles and the heat. And I'm wondering, what do you have to offer me that is better than the evening bath?
You know, what you're saying right now is literally the exact opposite thing that the lobster told me the other day when I put it into a boiling pot of water